Hey, Gavin. Terry Koshan of the Toronto Sun over here.
Okay.
John Chyka was telling us earlier about the visit he had with you at home in Whitehorse. Just give us some insight into that, what that meant to you to have him come all the way up there to talk to you.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously an honor for him to come up there. Anytime he's taken the time out of his summer to come meet with you, it's obviously, it was awesome, and it was good to meet with him and kind of get a feel for him. And it was nice for him to meet my family. I know they were super excited, and I was honored, obviously.
Gavin, Kyle Golic from Nittany Sports Now here. As your Penn State career seems to be coming to a close here, and your NHL journey is beginning, when you look back at your time in Penn State, how did Guy Gadowski impact you as a player and as a person? And on the other side of that, what do you hope your impact was on him, your teammates, and really Penn State hockey and the community as a whole?
Yeah, Gads is awesome to me. You know, he's a good coach and a great guy. We had some good ping pong battles when I was there, and yeah, he was awesome. He was one of those coaches that all the guys loved and wanted to get it done for him. And yeah, obviously, I hope I left my legacy there. And you know, Penn State was a fun ride, and you know, to get to experience some crazy things like the outdoor game and just college in general, it was a pretty fun ride. So.
Gavin, and I'm sorry, Keaton. I'm sorry, but Gavin, what did you took the chance on yourself to go to Penn State and make that jump to the NCAA? What did you get out of that in playing against older guys, and what did you learn about yourself and your abilities to do that out of this? What was an up and down, and you know, out of your season, really?
Yeah, it was a good season. I think in college, you know, the guys are bigger and stronger and faster and stuff, and the game in itself I think is just a little different than junior. It's more straightforward hockey, so found out early on that, you know, things weren't just going to happen easy. And I think once I got to World Juniors, I kind of got my confidence back and kind of figured out the game a little bit more, and you know, started working harder off the ice and on the ice, and getting to the dirty areas a little bit more, and I think that's why I started producing more.
Sheng Peng, San Jose Hockey Now. A question for the both of you. If San Jose Sharks happen to draft either of you at number two, how exciting would it be to play with a Macklin Celebrini?
Yeah, obviously it'd be incredible. I mean, the type of player he's kind of stapled himself as in the league and around the league. I think the respect he has from his teammates and everybody around the league too is special. I mean, watching him now for the past 2 years, and it's been pretty cool to see him and those young guys and like him and around the league kind of starting to make a name for themselves and really start off their career in the right foot. And obviously, if you get selected by them, it'd be an honor to play with everybody on that team. But it'd be cool to be around him for sure.
Chris Wall from
Oklahoma. Yeah, I mean, Keaton said it very, very well there, and I agree. He's a special talent. He's one of those players who's, you know, generational. So if me or Keaton got the opportunity to play beside him, I think we'd both be pretty honored.
Sorry, guys. Chris Wall, CalgaryFlames.com. Just a question for Keaton. Two-parter. Just want to ask you just about what the past year at North Dakota has done for you, both kind of on and off the ice, in terms of your development, and by extension, what have you noticed in Cole Reschny's development since he's joined you at North Dakota from Victoria?
Yeah, I mean, it's been an honor to play with him for the past 2 years, to be around him both on and off the ice, see the way he carries himself, see the way he takes himself through his day-to-day has been pretty special. And for myself, obviously going through this year, playing against those bigger and faster guys has been super good for my development. I think I kind of rounded out my game, became a more mature defenseman, and something that I've really enjoyed doing. The process has been super exciting, and I mean, with it, the guys there have been super good to me, and Resch and Cole as well. We kind of have been going through the process a bit together, and for him, I think, I mean, everyone sees it. Everyone kind of hears about it, the stuff on the ice, but the stuff off the ice has been super special to witness. For his game, I mean, he's always going to be that high skill forward that works. He's a guy that is able to produce and able to kind of set his teammates up. So it's been an honor to play with him, and I'm super excited to see what happens with his future as well.
Kevin again from the Toronto Star. What would it mean for you personally, A, to be selected first overall if it comes to that, and to play for the Maple Leafs as well?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it would be an honor. You know, as a kid, that's what you dream of. So, you know, if that was the case, I'd be pretty pumped. And obviously being a Canadian kid, going to a Canadian market would be pretty special. I think, obviously, the situation the Leafs are in right now, it's pretty crazy that they got the first overall pick. You know, their team is probably going to be fighting for the playoffs next year. So I'd be pretty fortunate to go there. And whether I do go there or not, I'm getting drafted to the NHL. So it'd be pretty cool.
For both of you guys, you were two of the first guys through the chute from the CHL to the NCAA. I'm curious, you've got guys here that are going to make that same journey next season. What would you say to them as far as advice, what you learned, what to avoid to make their experience as good as you had it this year at NCAA?
Yeah, I think just kind of recognizing for each guy, I mean, obviously giving them advice if they ask, but every single guy is going to be different. Every single guy's journey and path is going to be a little bit different from the other. So kind of taking a second and reflecting on what exactly you want out of it and what you kind of need to develop in both your game and as a person too. So yeah, like I said, it's going to be taking some reflection, looking at yourself and recognizing in what in your game you want to develop and how you're going to attack that.
Gavin, John Chyka described you as a small town guy. I'm wondering how you feel like your personality would fit in a market like Toronto, what that would be like for you.
Yeah, well, I think Toronto's a little different than from where I'm from. So, I don't know. I've been in big cities. You know, I was in Kelowna. It's not the biggest city, but a city like that. And I don't know. I've been away from home for, 5 years now, 6 years. So, I've kind of figured out how to, you know, live away from home. And yeah, being a small town kid, moving to a big city would be pretty cool. And yeah, I got to make sure I'm being smart and stuff. So, but it would be cool.
You both played together at the World Juniors. What's the takeaway of each other's games?
Yeah, well, I think with Keaton, he's obviously a big boy and he's very smart hockey player. Playing with him at World Juniors was my first time and definitely didn't disappoint. I think the way he plays, he's got an unbelievable shot and you know, doesn't seem to really make many mistakes back there. He's confident with the puck and as a big guy, he moves pretty well. So he's going to be great in the next level for sure.
Yeah, I mean, playing with Gavin's pretty special. What he does with the puck, the way he kind of carries himself out there, it's pretty incredible. I mean, even sitting there and watching him, you kind of find yourself in awe. You kind of see yourself as a bit of a fan sometimes watching him on the ice. So it was a cool opportunity to be with him. Also, obviously, the first time I played with him and got to see him and know him as a person too. So it was an incredible opportunity and to be around him and see how he kind of handles himself at practice and during games was special.
And Mark Scheich from the Hockey Writers. Keaton, just growing up as a goaltender and your family having that background, how do you feel like that made you a better shutdown defenseman, just having that experience?
Yeah, I think just little different like things that I had when I was a goalie. I mean, obviously the hockey was a little bit different when I was a goalie. I was young and kids were still learning how to play and learning how to skate, so it was a little bit different. But little pet peeves I had when I was a goalie, whether that's boxing guys out and flashing the goalie, just little things like that. And then as for like going down and shooting on goalies too, those are some of the things that you kind of recognized as a goalie. But I mean, I was young and we were all still learning, but yeah, it's definitely a kind of changed my opinion on goalies and give me a different perspective for sure.
A question for each of you, Gav, with the draft being, you know, 3 weeks away, is the reality starting to hit you? How are your emotions now with the draft so close?
Yeah, very exciting. You know, this year's kind of flown by and you know, during the year I wasn't really thinking about it too much, but as you got to kind of go home and reset a little bit, you start to think on the year and, you know, it's, you only get to live this year once. So, for me to be going through it, it's been pretty special. And I know if I was a kid, looking at this year and telling my younger self, this is where I'd be pretty pumped. So I'm trying to take it all in and, just make the most out of it.
And Keaton, pretty good draft, defense wise. What do you feel maybe separates you from the rest of the defensive class?
Yeah, I mean, every single defenseman in this class, every single player in this class is so talented, obviously. I mean, every single person has kind of worked the way to work to where they are today. So for me, I think the biggest thing I bring every single night is just going to bring that compete level and have that one consistent every single day. I know, obviously, going through ups and downs of the season, you're not always going to have your best game. You're not always going to show up the way you want to. So just bringing that consistent compete and kind of character around the rink is something that I really pride myself in.
Hey, Gavin. Vishal Hussain from Ontario Sports Radio. John Chayka came to visit you in Whitehorse, but have you been to Toronto yet? And if the Leafs are the team that drafts you, are you ready for Toronto traffic?
Yeah, that's something if I was to be drafted there, I probably wouldn't look forward to it. But yeah, I mean, I've thought about it for sure if I get drafted there. And like I said, I'd be super excited. Obviously, you hear a lot of things about the Toronto market and stuff like that. And from what I've, you know, heard from their staff and people who are part of that team, I've heard really good things about it, and they're in a good spot right now. So if I was to be drafted there, I'd be pumped.
Rachel Lindsay from the Buffalo News. This question's for both Keaton and Gavin. Name, image, and likeness and financial compensation has become a major part of college decisions for Division I athletes. I mean, how much did that factor into each of your decisions to play college hockey?
Yeah, I think not too much. Looking kind of at what's the right program for me. I really just kind of looking at the people that were in North Dakota. There's such an incredible staff, incredible team. Also, kind of the people around you supporting you. You have so many guys there that that really want what's best for you. So when you're looking at kind of the NIL stuff, that didn't play too much of a factor for me. And I'm for Gavin as well, I'm sure. It's about what's making you a better hockey player in person. So that was the biggest factor for me.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think with the NIL and stuff, it comes with it. But at the end of the day, I think we're both confident in our abilities to, you know, be making money in the future. So I think we both wanted what's best for our careers. And, you know, the money's kind of just a side piece. And like I said, we both know that, you know, we're going to be getting money in the future. So it didn't really play a factor.
Kelsey Surmets from the Hockey News. This is for both of you guys. Just to piggyback kind of off that last question, you mentioned earlier the straight line style of the NCAA and just playing against older guys. What's the value of the NCAA as a developmental league, and how much do you think it prepared you in general for this?
For me it was huge. I think there's so much different benefits to it, whether you're in the gym or in the gym a little more than you're used to, or kind of playing against those older guys, you kind of look at different things. Like I kind of said earlier, each guy's going to be different. But for me, the biggest thing that I want to develop was playing a more mature and well-rounded game, including my kind of playing against those bigger guys, defending against those guys. Gives you a little look into what the pro style play is going to be. It's hard hockey. It's competitive hockey. I mean, every single game matters so much. You got to go into every weekend, kind of do or die. The rankings and all that stuff plays a big factor at the end of the year, getting a good seed in regionals and other things. So it's important, and I think the competition's super good for the development.
Gavin, Brandt with Orange GMs. You've played in a lot of different teams this year or in the past calendar year, NCAA, CHL, and went away for the World Juniors. You've played for a lot of coaches as well. What did that month or 3 weeks you had with Dale Hunter really teach you, and how did he sort of make you a better player? Because we've seen the amount of players that have gone on to do great things with him from the London Knights program.
Yeah, he was awesome. I think, yeah, the time I spent with him was pretty awesome, and, you know, I didn't get to spend a whole lot of time with him, but he's obviously a very smart hockey brain, and he's been around a lot of talented players, and he's won a lot of championships with London there, and you know, I think anytime you get under a coach like that, you want to trust what he's saying. So he wasn't necessarily giving me, you know, advice for the rest of my career. But when I was there and, you know, he was helping me out with systems and stuff like that, he's a pretty easy guy to talk to. And you know, I like to thank him for what he did at World Juniors there, and yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, Gavin, what would be your advice to anybody here or anybody you used to play with that if they were making the jump to the CHL, to the NCAA that you made, what would be your advice to them?
Yeah, I think Keaton said, obviously, everyone's path is different. You know, some guys are going to thrive in that environment, and some guys maybe junior is, you know, another year junior would be better for them. But, you know, for me, what I learned is just it's a big jump, and it's a different style of hockey, and you play a lot less games, so you spend a lot more time in the gym. You know, I think that was key for me, and I'm sure there's guys out there who need the same thing. So spending more time in the gym, every game's pretty much like a game seven. You know, everyone's rested up for those weekend games, and, you know, I think that's fun to be a part of. It's competitive hockey, and, you know, every shift is a battle out there. So you learn a lot, and I do think it really matures your game.
Gavin, obviously, yourself and the number one pick, you know, it's been associated for a long time already. I just wonder if you have talked with, you know, recent number one picks like Matthew Schaefer, Macklin, Connor Bedard about the process, how to handle your draft year and all the pressure and spotlight that come with it. Or if you haven't talked to them personally, just what have you learned just watching, you know, how those guys handle the process?
Yeah, earlier in the year I talked with Connor a little bit and just asked for some advice. You know, we've gone through some similar things and stuff with media and, you know, the pressure and stuff like that. So he's always a brain I like to kind of go to. You know, being a Western Canadian boy, I think we both kind of know what it's like a little bit. And he's helped me. He's always been open to advice. He's always given it to me. And, you know, he kind of just tells me to trust the process and just stay confident. Obviously, sometimes it's hard, but I think hockey's a big confidence game, and I think when guys are confident, that's when they're at their best. So,
question for each of you, first Gavin, what comes to your mind when you picture draft night?
I obviously would be super excited, getting to sit beside my family and, you know, hopefully hear my name called and then give them some big hugs. I think it'd be pretty special, and then to walk up on that stage and put that jersey on, it'd feel pretty amazing just to kind of know that, you know, all the hard work and dedication has paid off, and for my family to be there and witness it, it'd be a special moment for sure.
And Kate, if you can answer
that one too. Yeah, kind of same thing that Gavin touched on there. To be there with your family and friends and hear your name called would be something special. I mean, obviously, it's been 18 years now for me of looking forward to this moment and kind of chasing this dream. So to kind of have your name called and have a little bit of the start to road to making pro would be cool. It'd be special, definitely with the family. And as soon as you kind of put that jersey on and hear your name called, it's going to be a special moment for me and my family.
Last question. For Keaton, growing up as a goalie, does that help your anticipation with blocking shots as a defender? As well as, do you think you can save Gavin McKenna's shot?
I think I can get in front of it. It wouldn't feel good, but he'd probably go around me a couple times too. No, I think in some parts of it, just kind of getting used to, obviously, growing up, being in front of pucks and stopping pucks, you kind of get used to feeling them. So it helps with, obviously, not being afraid to get in front of the lanes. But, I mean, at some points, you kind of just got to go out on a prayer and try and get in front of the block. It's all about competing to get in front of the lanes, I guess.